Listening to episode number 1892 of the Who Cares News for Friday, January 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday, y'all.
Time for some random facts.
I love me some random facts. Let's do it.
Mark Twain, born just after Halley's Comet was visible in 1835. And when Halley's Comet was visible again in 75 years later in 1910, Mark Twain died the next day.
Wow.
He's 75 years old, almost to the day. Is that crazy?
That's kind of nuts.
Very nuts. Every character on The Simpsons only has four fingers on their hand, as do most animated cartoons.
Yes.
Except for God, who has five when he's appeared in Homer's various visions.
Well, as it should be.
Yeah. And you know why most cartoons only have four fingers in animation?
So they can't flip people off?
No. Well, that's a good one. No, because it just was more effort to animate a fifth finger when the animators could do the same. It's like four fingers do the job. To do the job.
Cartoon characters can flip people off.
I think they can. Yeah, I think that they wanted to. They might mysteriously have five fingers for that one little scene. Mount Vesuvius in Italy is still an active volcano, and 550,000 people would need to be immediately evacuated if it erupts again.
Is it steamy?
I don't know. Steamy. I don't think so.
But it's active.
It's active. But you know, it's like centuries. It's been centuries.
Centuries
since it was.
I still wouldn't
Pompeii
live
was
there.
Destroyed. I wouldn't. No, hell no. And there hasn't been an NFL game with the final score of 7-0 in almost 40 years.
Wow.
Last time, December 4th, 1983, the Patriots beat the Saints 7-0.
Huh.
And there you go. And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, during a virtual reunion this week with One Fine Day co-star Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
George Clooney, he recalled the day he showed up to work drunk. Yeah, he and Randy Gerber, his
they tied
his
one on, huh?
Best bud.
The night before. Oh, my God. Yep. Okay, all right.
Now, in case you're wondering,
as a refresher,
it's been 25 years. It's been a quarter of a century. Since they made that old rom-com about two strangers and their young children who unexpectedly intersect on one stressful day in New York City.
Oh, that's right. I've forgotten about that movie. I mean, I remembered that they were in a movie together, and I just never thought anything of it. You know, it was like, yeah, whatever. That's right, because they like get at a daycare, and you know, I got to go to work, and blah, 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 blah. Spoiler alert, they get together at the end.
It's been 25 years.
25 years, yeah. Right?
Well, he recalled the story to Michelle during the reunion. Mm-hmm. He said, I came home at 1 in the morning, and I'm like, I was pretty hammered. I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I was like, I feel okay. And I looked in the mirror, and
I was like,
oh, I'm still drunk. So I got to the set, and you looked at me, and you go, you're still drunk. So George says he kept trying to spray whatever mouth spray he could because he smelled like a distillery. Oh, and by the way.
Yeah.
Michelle's been inked to play Betty Ford in Showtime's upcoming anthology called First Lady.
Oh, can you imagine being young enough to be hammered at 1 o'clock in the morning, go to bed, and be able to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to work?
Nope. Then the limo's outside, so all you have to do is stumble out to the limo and fall, you know, just lay across the back seat and go back to sleep.
I forget about that lifestyle. I do forget about that lifestyle.
He really should have drank some water.
Yeah, he probably should have. I had a meeting with some folks from a former TV show. I can't say the name of it, but it was a series on USA yesterday, and we're going to do a podcast together.
Hey,
pretty excited about that. But it's very cool talking to them and talking about the old TV days. Back in the day, we talked about things like VHS tapes and the fact that all the shows that they have in their episodes of the show, they have on stacks of VHS tapes that they got back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when are you going to be able to say the name of the show?
Actually, we are one of the sponsors of it. Our company is. So we're, the Boss Radio Network is going to be part of that.
Awesome.
So we're excited. So as soon as we can say something, we will.
Okie doke.
It's going to be a big one.
The Real Housewives of Orange County star Shannon Bader. Mm-hmm. She says she doesn't recognize herself after her bad cosmetic work.
That's pretty bad. You don't recognize yourself.
Yeah. I mean, there's some bad stuff out there.
I will say. You remember when Renee Zellweger got her first?
Yeah.
And it was like, she doesn't look like her. I don't, mm-hmm. Is that Renee Zellweger?
Didn't she say she didn't actually have any?
Oh, she lied. With her weight? Oh, she lied. She lied. I know. She's oh, I gained so much weight in Bridget Jones' Diary 7 times. I put on 50 pounds. You're going to change like that. Blah. You know who doesn't look the same? It's Carrie Underwood. Even though she said she was upset because after her accident, her fall, she had stitches.
Uh-huh. It was split right there under her lip, and that whole area there was just bashed.
I think she's got like a scar right in her upper lip that kind of looks. Why are we talking about that? We're talking about Shannon.
You get off on your little tangents.
Sorry, my bad. Okay. My bad.
All right. So see, now
I get this thing about cosmetic surgery. It drives me crazy that women get it, and then you see somebody who doesn't, and it's like, you should really get some work. You should really get some work. You know,
you think Ryan Seacrest has had some work?
Oh, dude. Like, yes.
He looks so different to me.
I think he's going bald. His hair is weird.
His hair is really weird. Yeah.
He's got receding hairline.
Uh-huh. And he's gained some weight.
It looks like he's gained some weight. His face looks different. And he's letting his hair kind of grow out. Not in a spiky way, but it's like going curly.
And it's dark.
Yeah, because he's always
he doesn't have any frosty.
The frosted tips.
Yeah. Well, he's showing his age.
I think he is, too.
I was shocked when I saw him on New Year's Eve. And it's like,
you should watch Live with Kelly and Ryan. He's on TV every morning.
Shannon Bader. Forgot who we were talking about.
Yeah, Real Housewives, Orange County.
She took to Instagram on Thursday to address speculation about her appearance during the show's Season 15 reunion special.
Everybody's having these Zoom reunions.
It was a Season 15 reunion special with Andy Cohen.
And has Orange County been on for 15 seasons?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I don't either.
So I don't know.
So people had asked what she did to her face.
How rude.
She said that she tried various natural, non-invasive treatments to try and tighten her skin around her face and her jaw. But alas, they didn't work. So she tried a natural filler that stimulates the growth of collagen.
Good old collagen.
So ultimately, the natural treatment, well, it, you know, didn't work. And in fact, it left her feeling like she looked like a different person.
You think?
I have a really difficult time looking at myself in the mirror because I don't recognize myself.
Well, that's just great. Real life problems for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah, bite me.
You know who doesn't need any work yet? And that's Halle Berry. I don't believe she needs work.
You didn't give me a chance to answer the question.
I don't think she's had any work.
She doesn't need any work.
Not yet. She's holding steady for right now.
Her and Kerry Washington, man.
Kerry Washington.
Their skin is just like...
It's gorgeous. I mean, they are, yeah, just flawless. Flawless. Yeah.
Flawless.
Flawless. Well, that's going to do it for us for another week of the Who Cares News.
Yeah.
Have yourself a good weekend. We shall return on Monday morning with more frivolities. Have a good weekend, Dan.
That's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.